Welcome to the Next Level Social Podcast. I'm your host, Ayla Sorachuk, and my purpose is to help female entrepreneurs create businesses and brands through social media and online marketing so they can start to attract their ideal client and start generating the leads, the sales, and the income that they deserve. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and start showing up online like the unstoppable entrepreneur that you are, then this is the perfect place for you. Let's get social. Hello, my love. Welcome back to a new episode of the Next Level Social Podcast. I am your host, Ayla, and I am, as always, so honored and grateful and excited to have you here for another episode of the show. And I'm going to keep this one short and sweet and honestly just to the point and really tactical and tangible. I have been binging a few podcasts lately and I have been loving, you know, the 15, 20 minute, just like straight to it episodes that are like tangible and digestible. So that is what your girl is going to bring you today. And what today's episode is going to be about is we are going to walk through the five different elements that I have been using within my branding and really specifically within my content that has doubled my revenue, y'all, over the last 6 weeks to even, you know, 3 months and beyond, actually, but specifically over the last 6 weeks. And the best and the most exciting part about this is you can do all of these elements too, all through your content. That's it. That's all. So through your reels, through what you're posting on your grid and carousels and your copy, through your Instagram stories and your newsletters and your emails, your podcasts, your lives, you name it. I am talking about creating content that is attracting your dreamly clients, having your dreamy ideal clients pouring into your world, having people sending you DMs, reaching out to you over and over and over again. There's no better feeling than waking up, checking your DMs, and having somebody popping in there, inquiring about how they can work with you, asking for links to your programs daily, you know, all of the above, all through your content. That is what we are talking about in today's episode. That is what it is happening in my world right now. And you can tell probably how excited I'm getting in my voice right now, but it's true. And this is truly how I was able to generate over $60,000 in my business last month and consistent $30,000 to $50,000 months for the last, honestly, 12 to 18 months, honestly going on 2 years now. So if you're picking up what I'm throwing down and you're really ready for your content to really start working for you and have your content laser focused, have it clear, have it strong, make it convert, even if y'all, your audience is small, let's be clear. I have an audience of a small but mighty audience, I call them, of 7K. And I was generating, you know, 20K plus with under 2K. So all of the elements and the strategies and the tactics that we're going to talk about today apply to you whether or not you have a big audience. This is for you, okay? And I know that when you start to make these adjustments and these shifts in your content and in your messaging, like I said, whether it be your reels or your Instagram stories or your lives, the conversations that are directly associated and start coming in via your content, they're going to start to quantum leap. This is the exact framework that I walk through my private clients right now. This is, when you're in my world, what we are diving into in depth, what I'm going to be talking to you about today. And also, sidebar, also what I'm going to be teaching in my new and up and coming masterclass, Content to Cash. I am so excited about this new masterclass. I have not done a live training in a very long time, to be honest. And I am so pumped. I've been working on the content. I've been working on the marketing and the branding and the messaging for this masterclass the last couple of weeks with my team. And I'm so excited to finally bring it to you. I'm going to leave the link for this masterclass in the show notes. And if you really want to know how to take your content and the way that you're showing up online to new freaking levels, levels where you are consistently converting and bringing in cash, this masterclass is strategically built for you. I am going to break down exactly what you need to include in your content in order to double your revenue and start bringing in consistent cash flow immediately. So it's all going down on March 22nd. There will be a replay sent out if you can't be there live. So be sure to sign up. And again, I am talking about learning how to create content and have your dreamy, ideal clients converting through your content every single time you post, every single time you're showing up, okay? So the link is in the show notes. If you want to learn how to generate cash flow, even if your audience is small, via your content, this masterclass is going to be for you. Content to cash. So hit up the link in my show notes to save your spot. The price is an insane no-brainer price of $33. And run, don't walk. What you're going to learn in this masterclass could generate thousands and thousands of dollars into your business. So just get up on it, or send me a DM. You can send me a DM with the word content cash and I'll send you a link if you don't want to check out the show notes, or if you're driving or something and you can't make it. Otherwise hit up my show notes. Be there, be square. March 22nd, y'all. I cannot freaking wait. We are going to have the best time, okay? You're going to learn how to incorporate what I'm going to be teaching you today, which is high-levelly. Obviously, I only have 15, 20 minutes with you here now, so this masterclass, we're going to dive into a lot deeper, but I'm going to be teaching you how to incorporate certain elements into your content so your sales will double, hands down. Getting your content to start bringing in cash every single day, okay? So if you're in my world right now, you know this is the exact framework that we dive into one-on-one, very specifically, very hands-on. So if you know, you know. But the first piece that I'm going to be talking about is the most important piece in any online business, actually in any business period, but especially if we are creating content that we want converting and want bringing in cash, is you need to be only speaking to your ideal client, okay? Very, very important that you know who this is, and through your content, you're only speaking to those who you truly desire to work with, and that you know that you can serve with absolute certainty that you are going to provide massive impact, okay? So I know that we hear, make sure that, you know, talk to your ideal client, talk to your ideal client, but that is because it truly does set the foundation for absolutely everything. And I know for a fact right now, if you're not hitting consistent 10, 20, 50K months right now, it's because you're not speaking to her. You're not speaking to a very specific version of her. You probably think you are, but I guarantee you're actually speaking to everyone and anyone that will actually pay you. And trust me, I get it. I've been there. We've all been there. We all start at some point in time where it's like, if someone's going to hand you money, you're going to take it. And this was definitely me in the beginning days, because girl, your girl's got bills to pay. And guess what? It's okay. And it's also okay if the person that you want to be working with has evolved over time. And it's also okay if the person that you now want to be working with isn't the person that you're currently working with right now or have been in the past. You are an entrepreneur. You're also a human being. You're going to evolve. And you should. If you're not evolving, that's another huge problem for another day, for another branding problem. But you're evolving, and guess what? So is your ideal client. So I want you to get really, really honest with yourself right now and really think about who it is that you want to and actually desire to be working with, because everything should be revolved around this person. Your offers, your pricing, your branding, your content, your messaging, and specifically through that, how you are speaking to her through the verbiage and the messages that you're putting out there. So really ask yourself, who is it that you desire to work with? Where are they right now in their journey? What is their pain points? What are their desires? What is their income bracket? Where do they live? What do they love? What do they dislike? How do they move? How do they buy? What do they value? I'm talking like, get freaking clear. I'm telling you right now, my ideal client has shifted significantly even the last couple of months than who I was talking to 6 months ago. And I'm getting very, very specific. And guess what? I'm actually learning every single day more and more about this ideal client, okay? And this ideal client was me less than 6 months ago, okay? Because I'm growing and I am rapidly evolving as a business owner and as a woman, you know, tons of personal development, tons of benchmarks being hit, tons of trend setting and trailblazing attributes are happening with me in my world right now. And if you're in my world, you know, you're getting a first seat look at this new innovative experience that I'm going through. And a big shift that I've made that has created massive results in my business is how I'm showing up and who I'm speaking to. And I'm speaking to someone that's bold and somebody that is moving quickly and that somebody that is ready and sees me as the authority and the leader in my space to help them achieve the desired result and solve the problem that they have, okay? So who do you desire to work with? Where are they right now in their journey in business or in life or whatever it is that your product or service solves? Not everyone should be who you're marketing to. You shouldn't be helping everybody, okay? And like I said, this has just been a massive, massive shift for me the last few months. And February was my highest cash flow month ever. Nearly $70,000 came into my business. Not quite 100K. I know that I put that out there very boldly. It was something that I was trying to call in, but I did not want to call that in from a place of scarcity. I wanted that to come in from a place of sustainability, and we're working towards it. And mark my words, that's going to happen this year. Trust me on that. But what really did shift into this month is when I started speaking to this one person. She was finally able to hear me and I was able to show up for her, okay? And right now, if you might also be thinking, well, what if I have more than one way of serving this person? Or maybe some of you have two or three different ideal clients. I know some of my clients right now, listening to this podcast and conversations that we've had, some of you have two ideal clients and two different places. And that's also okay. For me, in my business and in my offer suite, I have a three-tiered offer ladder suite. I talk about this on the podcast all of time. And this is very intentional. This is so I am able to meet my ideal client at the different stages that they're at. So a way that you can approach this is just making sure that you have a clear understanding of who your specific ideal client is at each level of your offers, whether that's high ticket, high proximity one-on-ones, maybe that's group mentorship, masterminds, maybe you have self-study, and maybe you have a different ideal client for all of those. That's also all good, all gravy, baby, no worries. The point is just getting super specific and really clear on who you want in each of the retainers and knowing everything about them and every part, every pain point and every desire that they have. So you're able to market those specific offers via your messaging to that person, okay? And give yourself grace, give yourself room to change, to evolve. You don't need to apologize for this. You don't need to feel bad that perhaps your current client right now isn't who you want to work with moving forward. That's okay. You're going to change. You're going to evolve and don't feel bad about that. No shame in the leveling up growing game. That is what we are here for. And if you're picking up and I'm throwing down, well, I love that for you. Okay. Number two in how you can drastically increase, double, triple your revenue through your content is what I call stimulation. So what this means is in order for you to be seen as the expert, the authority, the quick mover from your content and get people moving quickly from your content into your offers, there needs to be a stimulation component to your content and messaging. And I know I've talked about, you know, creating some, especially during launches, creating urgency and hype. This actually isn't what I'm referring to in this moment. This isn't convincing your people they need to move into your content, because if they don't, they're going to miss out on something exclusive. Because your ideal client that you're wanting to work with doesn't need this type of messaging. Mine sure doesn't. She's already bought in. She's already moving. So it's your job as the CEO, the boss, the badass content creator to position yourself and to stimulate her to move into your offer through your verbiage, through the words that you're using, through your messaging, through what you are speaking, what you are writing, through your content. And when you do this and when you speak about yourself and about your offers and about your work through a place of certainty and through massive conviction and authority that is grounded and rooted in what you actually believe in, that is what is going to stimulate somebody to move. All right. So creating hype and urgency and even momentum there's a difference here between stimulation vocabulary and hype vocabulary. Okay. So, and what that could look like, and trust me, and don't get me wrong here, there is a time and a place for creating urgency during launches. I mean, we're in the online space, we're marketers, we're businesses, we have sales, we do things like that. So this is what you want to avoid, though. If every single time you're showing up and you're promoting your offers through your content, you're saying, you know, act fast, 2-for-1 deal, or there's only 2 spots left, or the discount ends in 24 hours. Like, again, things that I've done, things that I do, things that I teach, but there is a time and place. You don't want every single piece of content wrapped up in this messaging. This doesn't motivate your bold, fast-moving, innovative, dreamy, ideal client that you now want to be working with. What motivates her is different. What motivates her is when she sees you showing up in your genius zone, in your authority, with bold confidence, and when you're able to speak about yourself and your credentials and your results that you've not only done for yourself, but you've also done for your clients, and the life that you've created not only for yourself, but for your clients, and when you can show up on camera and look in the camera and type it out in your copy and be just freaking boldly confident, that is stimulation. That will stimulate who you want to work with, which is probably the same person that I want to work with, whether or not it's in the coaching industry in the same niche as me, because you're listening to this podcast right now and I know you. That is how you're going to rapidly shift your content into rapidly bringing you income quickly, okay? It's about you. It's about your energy. It's about believing so with everything in your body and everything in your bones that what you're doing has meaning and what you're doing works, because it does work. You've proven it now time and time again, not just for yourself, but your clients. You've done it for years. You're an expert. You are the authority in your space. But if you're not showing up as the leading lady and you're showing up as a supportive role within your content and when you're messaging, you're not going to provoke trust, and you're not going to be able to showcase that you are a genius in this. And you're not going to be able to take your income to the levels that you desire, okay? Because your people aren't going to trust you, all right? And when people don't trust people, then they're not going to move. They're not going to buy, okay? And so that's also why staying in your lane and having boundaries and blinders up is so important, because if you're inundated and scrolling and looking at other creators in your space, and you're getting wrapped up in what they're doing and their wins and their content, and then you end up just replicating what they're doing, again, we're not going to be showing up innovatively. We're not going to be showing up boldly. We're not going to be showing up different and unique. And that also isn't going to stimulate your ideal client to take action, right? So if you want people to actually convert from your content, and you want your content to turn into cash, you've got to make sure that your content is so boldly set in grounded authority, certainty, and that your energetics are top notch. Energy will always trump anything else. People can feel you when you're speaking. They can feel you when you're on stories and when you're promoting and when you're talking about your offers. And if you're just replicating someone else, or if you're shaky and not, and you don't actually believe in what it is that you're trying to sell, it's gonna fall flat. It will fall flat because it's not authentic, and it won't provoke trust, and it won't provoke movement, okay? Now, this kind of segues me right in really nicely into the next element, into how you can really start to bring in cash from, double your revenue and bring in cash from your content, which is authority. All right. It's so important Just as stimulation and authority, they go hand in hand, right? Authority, this is how you are, of course, being seen as authority in the on your content, but this is also evident in the way that you lead your clients to get massively, dramatically, insane, out of this world, skyrocket, next level results, right? So that's the first P, how you are leading and building authority within your world and the results that you're getting. And it's also in the topics that you're speaking about in your content. If you're talking about the same thing over and over and over again, and you're not evolving as an entrepreneur, if you look back at your content 6 months or 12 months ago, and it looks the same, sounds the same as it does now, I'm going to encourage you to shake things up. If you want different results in your business, whether that's a monetary number, a revenue number, a lead generation, you know, if you want to start speaking on stages, you want to launch a podcast, you have got to do things differently. Otherwise, you'll be bored and your people will be bored and you won't be seen as an authority, right? Go same thing in your niche, whatever niche you're in, whether you're in the hair industry, whether you're in network marketing, whether you're in the coaching space, whether you're a realtor. If you are in your space just talking about the same thing that all the other realtors are talking about, if you're a realtor, you're not going to stand out. You're going to bleed into all the other content that everyone is seeing. And your ideal client won't see you as the authority, as a leader in your space. If everyone's just talking about the same content over and over again, you're not going to stand out. And you, my love, you stand out. You're a unicorn in this world. You are a trendsetter, a trailblazer. You are a differentiator. You're a visionary and an integrator. You're different. So you got to make sure that through your content that you're showing up that way, and you got to speak to your work and what it is that you know, what it is that you believe in, what it is that your product and your offer and your service provides in a way that is different than everyone else, in a way that they haven't seen before. Because guess what? We are inundated with content out there and we're bored. We're bored, bored, bored. And this doesn't mean that it needs to be super fast and flashy. It just means that it needs to be different. It needs to be unique if you want to be seen as the authority in your space. And so even now, thinking about your processes, thinking about your back end, your systems, the work that you offer, what makes you different than everyone else? What is something about the way that you see the world, the way that you see your work that's different from someone else? Whether that's your strategy, whether that's a process that you've created, whether that's a framework that you've developed, whether that's a physical, actual product that you've invented. You are you, and that is always your unique differentiator, but how are you showing that through your content? Because that, my love, is what makes you a leader. That is what will build the ultimate know, like, and trust, which is what we're all striving for. We hear all the time. I've said this all the time. If you want people to buy from you, they need to know, like, and trust from you if they're ever going to get sales for them. Okay, so start to think, how am I paving the way? How am I staying in my own lane and boldly showing up as the authority in my space, so much so that they can't look away? This will bring in cash into your business from your content every single time, because you're going to provide trust and you are going to showcase through your content that you have the solution that your ideal client wants through the problem that they have. And again, in every industry, doesn't matter what you're in, this applies. Okay? All right, number four. I've talked about this one on the podcast a lot because it's so important. Embodiment. Embodiment of the transformation that you are selling. Embodiment of the work, the promise, the outcome that you are creating. Okay? And so this can look different in everybody's industry, and this will look different for you. This can be testimonials of your clients talking about you. This can be screenshots of revenue coming into your business or showcasing the women entering your world. This could be tangible results before and afters of your service or your product. It can be so many different things. But whatever it is that you are promising, I need you to be a full walking, talking body of the work that you do and absolutely everything that you do. When I am showing up on my client calls, when I am showing up on this podcast, when I am showing up in my content, I am embodying the boldness of the work that I do, in everything that I do. I'm fully showing that I am a leader, and I'm fully showing that I believe that I am different and I am unique and I'm trailblazing this industry. And I'm doing this ever so boldly every single day through my content. And I'm always trying to be different. I'm always trying to be unique. My last photo shoot, I didn't even want to have a Pinterest board because I didn't want to have anything that anyone else was having. I wanted to embody the boldness and the belief that I have in the work that I create through how I am showing up with my content. Okay? So it's showcasing that the life that you live matches up with the transformation that you're selling. That's one piece. And it's also showcasing in your content that whatever it is that you're selling, whatever transformation that you're offering and you're providing, it's actually, you're embodying it, but it actually has nothing to do with me and it's all about you. Everything that I share, when I'm showcasing my house and me traveling, when I'm showcasing the income results that I'm hitting, or the women in my mastermind joining me, or testimonials that I'm getting, it's actually not about me. And I know you're probably like, well, what the heck? That's all accolades to you or your business. But it really actually is about you, because it's showcasing how I can help you and how what I do can also be replicated from you, for you. Not just me. And I've been really strategic in how I've been showing up in my Instagram story specifically through this, through my copy, through my reels, through the podcast even, right? Everything that I'm putting out there right now through the masterclass that I'm hosting on March 22nd, Content to Cash, we're going to be diving into this and so much more. So please, if you're picking up what I'm throwing down and right now, and you really want to deep dive into specific content examples on how to create cash into your business through content, this is going to be for you. But the embodiment, when you can really thread every single piece of your content, should be embodying the transformation that you're selling. And when you can start to place embodiment into your content and also start to thread, okay, cool, this is how you get it through my offer, through my product, through my service. This is how to actually solve the problem that you have. Guess what? I have the solution. This is when conversions, this is when cash flow will start to really take off through your content. So being so clear and being so particular and thinking and executing, why does somebody care about what it is that I am talking about right now? Why does someone care about what it is that I'm selling? All right. The only way someone is going to hand you over cash through your content is if they 100% are drawn to you, because they see you as the solution to your problem, all right? And it needs to land super hard. Doesn't matter how much money someone's making. If somebody believes in you, in your product, in your service enough, they will find a way. Trust me. Look, Taylor Swift is selling $5,000 tickets to a concert right now because somebody values what she is selling so much. It's a concert. But they believe it's so much more than that. The embodiment of the experience that she is selling is so much more. And that we could have an entire freaking episode on Taylor Swift and the fandomanium that she has created with her marketing and branding and business. But you can learn a lot from the woman. No one does it better, truly. Lover or hater, she is fantastic and her team is fantastic in messaging, in connection, in community, in embodiment of the transformation that she is selling, okay? So remember, you need to be seen as an authority if somebody is going to pay you. It does not matter what industry you're in. And you've got to do things differently. You've got to be unique. You've got to be you. You are your it factor. No one is you. That is your superpower. I say this all the time. We hear this all the time because it's so important. If you're just going to be a carbon cutout of somebody else, you are going to find it hard to convert the way that you want to, because energetically, people can tell. They can feel it, okay? So do things different than your niche neighbors in your space. Find what makes you unique. Show up boldly with conviction. You're going to create stimulation and authority that is going to take your content and turn it into cash, okay? Always ask yourself, what does my ideal client think their problem is right now? What are they suffering with right now? What is their pain point? What do I know what their pain point is? What's my process in solving this? and then solve it with your content in your own unique way. That is how you do this, right? People buy results. And when they believe that you can solve their problem, this is the quickest way to build know, like, and trust, and the quickest way that can shift somebody to buy today rather than 6 months or 12 months ago. Trust me on that. I have had people land on a piece of content on my Instagram page, and within 24 hours, they're in my highest one-on-one retainer. Okay? The power of content is real if it is done strategically and done right. Okay, last but certainly not least, and this, my love, is a piece of the content conversion puzzle that is so often missed that breaks my heart because it's arguably, well, they're all important, honestly, but this one is so important, is that all of your content should be delivering and segueing and paving the way into the solution that is the offer you are selling, okay? Every piece of content that you are doing should be leading your ideal client into a paid offer that is a solution that the content is solving, okay? This is a non-negotiable. This is the only way you're going to be able to double your revenue. This is the only way you're going to be able to create sales. So I know a lot of the times we can sit and we can look at our content pillars and our categories, and trust me, I do this too, but I always include a call to action that is leading to a paid program or offer that I have. So instead of saying, what do I feel like showing up with today? What should I post today? I want you to reframe that and redirect it with your content is, what do I need to sell? How can I monetize this piece of content? What is this dreamy ideal client's problem? And how can I then take my content of today, of this week, and position my offer within that content as the solution that they need for their desired outcome? Everything that you're creating, all of the content that you're putting so much time and energy and posting, should be leading to sales, to revenue generating activities happening within your business. Okay? Okay. And if you want to see how I actually do this and how I actually set up this entire process, then I need you and I want you, and you need to be at the Content to Cash Masterclass, where I am going to walk you through in depth this exact process and show you tangibly how to create content, content examples, copy examples, what this looks like on the front end and the back end of my business without having to do massive launches and hopping on endless sales calls. It's all through your content. So if you're ready to learn how to create content and actually convert that content into cash, my new masterclass is for you. I will be diving really deep into all of this. We'll be talking all of the things. So, like I said, link is in the show notes. It is at an insane price of $33 only. It is a no-brainer. I don't even know what you're doing if you're not going and clicking on that link in the show notes. If you're still here, you're going to really wish that you were in the room. If you're not, so we don't need that FOMO happening to you, click on the link, get in there. This really will be a true taste of what it's like working with me in my one-on-one proximity containers, my masterminds, and it's going to be just amazing. And I'm going to really show you how I've been getting some incredible, insane results, not just for myself, but also for my clients, all through my content. Okay, Queen, I hope to see you there. I have adored this conversation. Thank you for kicking it with me, and I'm proud of you in whatever stage you're in. And I will see you later. Bye, love. Hey, love. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. It truly means the world to me to have your support. It is my mission to help as many female entrepreneurs and business owners as I possibly can. So if you found support or guidance in any way into today's episode, the best way you can show me your love in return is by simply screenshotting this episode and sharing it on social media with you and or your team. Or even better, you can always leave me a review on whichever platform you're tuning in from. I will be reading every single one. And don't forget, if you're looking for additional support, you can always reach me on Instagram at Ayla Frida, that's AYLAFREDA, Or you can learn more about me, my coaching services, or all my amazing freebies at www.aylasorochuk.com. That's AYLASOROCHUK.com. I can't wait to connect again next week. Bye, girl.